Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are going to be looking at the last book of the Bible over the course of our 2 weeks that our team will be doing it, Revelation 22. I'll be speaking this morning from Revelations 22 verses 1 to 5. Alex will be completing that book in 2 weeks' time. When I work out how to switch my mum's iPad on, we're laughing. Okay. There we go. That's it. Okay, so I'm just going to start off by reading the scripture. It's entitled "The River of Life." And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no more night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. So, this morning, although it's only five verses, there's five very, very powerful verses, because this morning we're going to look at the river of life and the tree of life. There's something within us. We are not, well, we are human beings, so to speak, but we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And our spirits go on. The main point this morning is, if you want to experience the fullness, and I urge the word fullness of life, we need to go to the source of life, which is Jesus Christ. And when you go to the source, Jesus Christ, you shall truly thirst or hunger no more. If you just pause for a moment in reflection of that and ask yourself, where's your source this morning? What's fueling you this morning? Do you drink from stagnant water? Or do you drink from the babbling brook? No. Are we wandering in both? Do you ever eat forbidden fruits? Oh, how charming they look until you bite into them and you receive the poison that is within it. So let's look at the river of life. Let's delve into scripture and let's drink from the source. John's chapter 7 verse 38 says, "Believe in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." It's a very, very encouraging verse about believing in Jesus, throwing your full lot in with the Lord. Amen. And if we truly want life, you go to the person who can deliver time and time again. He's the best postman in all creation. He constantly delivers. Jesus is the life giver. When people see us as Christians, they should see life within us. They should see the Spirit. They should see Jesus reflected back at them. We should be people who should create a culture of building people up and encouraging people, no matter what they have said and done on us previously. Throw that aside and focus on encouraging your brothers and sisters in the faith and outside of the faith. Be lifters of people and encourage people. Let the Holy Spirit rise up within you. Let it be like a well. Let it be like a fountain coming up out of you and drenching everybody else around you for the kingdom. John 4:14 says, whoever drinks of the water, I will give him, so he shall never thirst again. But the water I give him will become in him a well, springing up to eternal life. What a promise. As we are spiritual beings having a human experience, our spirits will pass on into eternity. We are wired deeply with a desire to live forever. And the way to live forever, the way to eternal life, is through Jesus. And when you drink of the water of life, something wonderful happens. You are truly satisfied. You're truly satisfied. You can go after things of the world and they bring no satisfaction. It's all a facade. It's not real. If you want satisfaction, it's simple. You turn to Jesus. Drink of the living water and you shall thirst no more. In the world of marketing, Sprite use the very famous slogan, obey your thirst. Thank you, Coca-Cola. I'll translate that from the Christian standpoint. Obey the Lord and drink from the water that your spirit is crying out for. Obey your thirst. Obey the Lord. One of my favorite books of the Bible is Proverbs. And in Proverbs 18:4 it says, the words of a man's mouth are deep water, but the fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. When we look at deep waters, they are often marked with danger. Have you ever been out beside lakes or canals and you'll see the signs warning deep water, and there's one of those wee life rings beside it, just in case you nip in for a dip. They're dangerous, often very slow moving and often very much devoid of life. Little light penetrates the bottom of these deep waters. By contrast, look at the bubbling brook. It's a joy to behold. It talks to you. You can hear it. And I think there's a real calling on from God to let his church know that we need to be bubbling for the kingdom. We need to be bubbling for Jesus. Knowing the Lord leads us to tremendous wisdom. And there's a warning, I think, here as well about the words that you use. Do not let your words that you speak, because words carry weight, words are powerful. The spoken word is powerful. That's why God is known as the great I Am. And I Am is a very, very positive turn of phrase. So don't let your words lead you into deep water. Instead, draw your words from the Lord. Open your mouth and pray, Holy Spirit, fill me. Fill me. When I speak, let it be uttering words from your kingdom. Let your words be life-giving. There is power in the spoken word. There's power in your word. You can curse someone and bless someone within 20 seconds. How can that be? There's power in the word. Psalm 110 verse 7 says, he will drink from the brook by the wayside. Therefore he will lift up his head. And Step and Derek Prince always talk about, if there's a therefore in scripture, what's the therefore?
Isn't that right, Steph?
The only reason I found out was Derek Prince was listening to him last night. Went, ah, that's where Steph's got that from. The water of life encourages us to lift our heads. It causes us to do that. Why? Because when we drink from the water of life, we are encountering Jesus. We are experiencing intimacy with him. And that lifts our spirits. Jesus is the lifter of people. His presence changes the atmosphere completely. Have you ever had a time when you've been down in the depths of depression? Like that song was talking about just a few moments ago, laying your head in the darkest pit. And then the great beam of light comes through. But when you connect with the presence of God, something shifts in the atmosphere and you cannot deny it. Something shifts, something changes. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Everything just lifts. Why? Because Jesus is the lifter of the people. The river of life is a catalyst for lifting the mood. Yeah. And when that presence comes, the things in life that hinder us fade away into insignificance. All fear is gone. It says, in his presence, all fear is gone. His perfect love casts out all fear. And when that happens, when fear is gone and eliminated, we can move in what we were created to be. We were at the Equip group on Thursday, and I wasn't here last Sunday. And I believe Robert was talking about being in your element. And this is very, very true. When we drink from the water of life, we walk in our element. Isaiah 12 and 3 says, therefore you will joyously draw from the springs of salvation. There is a great joy to be had. Joyously drawing from the springs of salvation. The joy of knowing Jesus. The joy of knowing that you're saved. You've got that blessed assurance. Safe in the knowledge of knowing you know where you're going. Don't allow the enemy to bluff your spring. Don't allow him to do it. Now, from time to time, there will be leaves, there will be stones, boulders, or whatever that will naturally come down and try and block your spring. Do you know what I say? Phone a good plumber and get him to power flush your system. And the great thing is, we can connect with the throne room like that. And say, emergency, get out here and unblock this for me. Do it now. Yeah. And he wants to do it for you. So let the Lord power flush your system. If you're experiencing blockage, don't call down a rod. Call the Lord. And he'll do it for you. Okay, Revelation 22 verse 14. No doubt Alex will touch on this next Sunday morning. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the gates of the city. I talked a few weeks ago about the blood being the purifying agent, washing yourself in the blood. It washes away the sin that so easily ensnares and entangles us. It makes us whiter than the snow. The blood of Jesus and the blood of Jesus alone gives us access to life. Without it, we are wandering around dead. Without Jesus Christ, without accepting Jesus Christ, you are dead. You just haven't made it official yet. If you want to live forever, you accept Jesus Christ and you follow him. And he will lead you into life. To finish off this portion, Ezekiel 47:9 says, it will come about that every living creature which swarms in every place where the river goes will live. And there will be many fish, for these waters go there and they will become fresh. So everything will live where the river goes. I love this bit. Where the living water goes, it's a change agent. It turns the stagnant water into fresh water. It brings life. There's fish there. Fish don't live in stagnant water. We can't live in stagnant water. We need a fresh flow coming through. The water of life brings life abundant. If you want to live this morning, metaphorically speaking, be a fish in water. Don't be a fish out of water. Although a salmon may leap out of the water to go up a waterfall, or if you hook into a nice trout under pressure, it might jump out of the water to get the hook out of the mouth, but it wants to return to the water. We need to do that this morning, to return to the water. The tree of life. It says in the passage there, the tree of life stood on each side of the river. The tree of life is connected to the river. This tree yields crops every single month. It continuously produces fruit. Continuously. It's not like a tree that we would have here, so to speak, where it only produces fruit in a certain time of the year. It's just continuously producing fruit time and time and time again. It shows you then that we can continuously go to God and be fed every single day. He never runs out. He's always got something to give you. It's full of life. And the tree of life was the tree in the Garden of Eden. This is the tree that Adam and Eve would have had from before the deception. But when we take a closer look at the tree of life, what does the Bible say about the tree of life? Proverbs 3, verse 18 said, she is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are those who retain her. This verse is talking about wisdom. When we eat of the tree of life, we become a spiritual thoroughbred. You feed on wisdom. The tree of life bestowed immortality on those who ate its fruit. Wisdom equally is life-giving for those who lay hold of her and taste her fruit. Have you ever been in a position where you've had to make an important decision? I'm sure all of us have been in that situation. And sometimes we make the right decision, and we do not like the consequences. Other times we make the correct decision and enjoy the consequences. So how do you make a right decision? What do you do? The single most important thing to do is to stop and ask the Lord for direction. That is the wisdom. Making the right decision, did you eat the right fruit? Make the right decision, the wise decision, and you'll reap the rewards. Make a wrong decision and you'll still be paying for it. Wisdom leads to the fulfillment of desire and to wholesome tongue. We just talked earlier on about the power of the spoken word and how your tongue one moment can bless somebody and curse someone the next. Imagine having a wholesome tongue and all the words that come out of your mouth were words of life and encouragement to build people up. When I was a young boy, my mum taught me a verse which is found in Proverbs 23:15, and it says, "My son, if your heart is wise, then I will be very happy." And as I learn more and more about Jesus, and I reflect more about Jesus, I feel wisdom coming. And I know that's a desire for my mum to see me become wise. At times I make wrong decisions. But by learning more and connecting more with Jesus, I hope to make more correct decisions rather than wrong decisions. Proverbs 11:30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise." Righteousness is a key characteristic of God. The fruit of knowing God is life-giving. Let's be wise. Let's be influencers for the kingdom of heaven. Let's be fishers of men. Let's go after what's important to God, not what's important to man. Because what's important to man dies. What's important to God continues. Don't labor in vain. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. These leaves are wonderful medicine. The tree is anchored in the right source. Exercise the gift of wisdom. The world needs healing. There are many conflicts in this world. Nations against nations. People groups against people groups within countries. These nations on earth are not moving in their true potential. They're not being what they could be. Be interesting just to go to one of these big summits, wouldn't it? And liaise with these so-called statesmen, these megalomaniacs, these people who are concerned about themselves and nothing else. These people, politicians, to quote Forrest Gump, backs as crooked as anything. Just go on and say to them, look, we need to do, you want an antidote for these things? We'll give you the antidote. It's Jesus. Eat from the leaves of the tree of life. It all points to Jesus. He is the answer. No more curse. It has been broken. The words of the prophet Zechariah are fulfilled, where it says in Zechariah, "The people shall dwell in it, and no longer shall be utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited." All the cursed things are removed. This is, of course, talking about a heavenly perspective here in heaven. And with them, the curse passes. When we remove the thing that causes the curse passes. The blessing of God's presence and the blessing of God's rule take place of the ascendancy of evil over the groaning of creation. And it says in Romans 8:22, "We know that the whole of creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to this present time. The throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it." The song of the psalmist now receives a new force. "The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitudes of the isles be glad thereof. The accursed things, even the things that offend, are gathered out of the kingdom." In Matthew 13:41 it says, "The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil." Returning to the environment that you were created for. Dwelling in the presence of the Lord. When you dwell in the presence of the Lord, The devil has no power where the presence of the Lord is. He can't stand it. Get into the presence. It's a surefire way to defeat the devil. Being marked by the Lord. The wonderful thing is when we go to heaven, we will see Jesus' face. We are marked by the blood of Jesus. And when we used to say to us, where the blood is, the enemy cannot trespass. We are marked as sons and daughters of the living God. How encouraging is that this morning to know that you are marked by the blood of Jesus? You are his son and his daughter this morning. We are the property of the Lord. We belong to him. Whenever you're going through trials and tribulations, because they will come, that's okay. Just take a moment, pause, whatever you're doing, and remember and remind yourself that you belong to God and you're marked by the King. These things will pass. You're the property of Jesus. In conclusion, if you want to experience the fullness of life, go to Jesus. He's the source. And you will thirst and hunger no more. Don't be a fish out of water, flopping around on the bank. No. Get in and swim. Get in and swim. Place all of your trust in Jesus. He's worth it. Receive the water of life. Receive life abundant. Drink from the river and you'll thirst no more. You will be satisfied. Truly satisfied. Let the water spring up within you. There's enough for everybody. For those who are dry, soak them. It's true. The well doesn't run dry, folks. The joy of the Lord is spilling over into the world. Let's make stagnant waters fresh again. Sound a bit like Donald Trump there. Come and eat from the tree of life. Receive heavenly wisdom. Receive your healing. Eat and drink from the source. The curse is broken. The enemy has been defeated. We are the Lord's people. We are marked by the precious blood of the Lamb.